already in progress.
Nation capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution of the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to every American which fall out. This note was a promissory note that yes, black men as well as white men would be guaranteed the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on the promissory note insofar as citizens of color are concerned. Instead, honoring the sacred obligation America has given the Negro people a bad check. A check which has come back marked insufficient funds. Oh, y'all were here with me. Yeah? Oh, I thank God for Martin, y'all. But the welfare to believe that the justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there is insufficient funds in this great vault of opportunity of this nation. America, we built Germany. America, we built Japan. America has given Israel buildings, but America has given the rights, has given the Negro a Voting Rights Act. What are you trying to tell me, Reverend? You got a promissory note that says it might run out. Although you helped build the White House, Benjamin Banneker orchestrated the streets, but you still have a Voting Rights Act. And because Martin and many who was with him died, we should tear the poles down when it comes down to vote. I know it's community here. Y'all let me have my way. We should show up in droves. We should carpool, bringing neighbors and friends and even enemies. Haul them to the poll. Yes, sir. So we can get that fool out of the White House. Y'all already know how I am. In our text, we have a king who had not yet found the Lord. Babylon was mystical. Hundred gates of Corinthian brass. The wall around Babylon could hold at least two chariots. And they would go around the city. The Euphrates and the Tigris River would run through the city, making its way to the Persian Gulf. some strange things about Babylon. King Belshazzar threw a feast. Invited the lords, chancellors, and said, go up and get those vessels that came out of Jerusalem. And we're going to drink from the sacred vessel that came out of the hills of Israel. And we're going to invite our brick houses. And we're going to have a ball. Y'all understand, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do I need to give a definition? I'll leave it alone. But they had a ball. Y'all think partying just started? They've been balling a long time. But the fingers of a man's hand, not an arm, not a head, no legs, not a shoulder, but just not even a wrist, but just finger of a man's hand. Many, many take care of your faucet, which was numbered ways to buy. The king could read the writing, but he couldn't understand it. Call in Brother Dan. Some strange things that happened in Babylon. Because the same Dan dealt with King Darius. And they had some haters in the camp. Some haters was in the camp. So don't get upset when folk get the hate. No. You just keep pressing your way. And let them keep hating their way, but you just keep pressing your way. They had him to sign the decree that king live forever, which means they made him an eternal king. He signs a decree, and this same Daniel, y'all, finds himself in the lion's den. Listen closely. Whenever you are standing in the front of your Pharaoh,
yes, sir. What you gonna do?
Remember that God has a Moses inside of you.
All right.
Come on with me here.
Go ahead.
When you find yourself standing in front of your Pharaoh, God has planted a Moses. Inside of you. When you stand before the Canaanites, remember that God has put a Joshua, Jehoshia, a Jesus in the side of you. When you stand before the Philistines, know that God has put a Samson inside of you. Or when you stand in the front of the Ahab and Jezebel, you got to know that God has placed that Elijah inside of you. I have some help in the house. When you stand in front of your Goliath, you got to know that God has a David inside of you. Oh, what about just walk down the street with me? When you stand before King Darius, you got to know that God has a Daniel inside of you. You got to be a prayer warrior. You got to go to Nebon College. Don't have anybody in the house who graduated from Nebon College because he would pray three times a day. Yeah. before your cross. You got to know there's a Jesus inside of you. As long as that hasn't happened, do I have anybody in here that has a Jesus on the inside? I don't care about the outside, but do you have a Jesus on the inside? Oh, don't fool me now. You can't play like a Christian, act like a Christian, but do you really have a Jesus on the inside of you? Inside, when you stand at your cross, and all of us in here got a cross, because if you're going to follow Jesus, you got to take up your cross, and you got to follow him. These three boys. In the Israeli dialect, Hananiah, Mishael, and Abednego. In the Babylonian, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Just like we were taken from Africa, we were taken up into Israel and raped and molested its women and children. Yeah. And yeah. Brought them as captives out of Israel. Back to the place called Babylon. They were in captivity, because if you read that 138 number of Psalm, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat, yea, we wept when we remembered that.
Yes.
They were in captivity. Yes, sir. Then someone says, how can we sing the Lord's song? In a strange land. They had a few problems there. They had a heavy heart. They had hanging hearts. And they had no song. How can we sing the Lord's song that was heavy heart? Because it said, and they hung their harps upon the wind, which means they had a hanging harp. And they had no song. Yeah, so they were in captivity, and their names were changed from Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. From Chicken George to from him,
come on,
the cat, name change. And the one thing about this thing, about the king, whatever the king believed in, the region had to believe in. Sound like today here in Washington D.C. Whatever Trump believed in, you got to believe in. You can't stand up and tell the truth. Well, the text says the truth shall set you free.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
K-A-Y-T, Tina Alexander.